And the background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 481 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web, mychasm.com. And we are now at 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. I have a temperature reading of 54 degrees. We have our guest in the studios, and as soon as our theme wraps up, we're going to jump right into our conversation. And just one footnote off of the subject, just got a text message from Randy, played a song in memory of Jacob Wetterling, and they're going to have Patty Wetterling on the Afternoon Delight show on Wednesday. So you might want to mark your calendars for Wednesday afternoon, 1:30 Afternoon Delight with Patty Wetterling. Alrighty, 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. And again, 54 degrees and sunshine. Beautiful day in Chasmland. Boy, oh boy, I don't think it gets any better. Love this time of the year. And our theme wrapping up right there with Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks. We have our guest in studios, and we say good morning to Jim Janahowski. Jim, how you doing?
Very good, Si. Nice to be here.
Thank you. Oh, that's great. Very good. And, well, we have you here to talk about the recording that you and Andy did as the Northern Lights back in the days, and got permission from you and from Andy's wife, Lorraine, to get that on CD. I've had so many requests for that, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first of all, a little bit about yourself. We've had you on the program a few years back. You said probably about, what, 225?
I think 245.
245.
And so we're four, would you say 481 right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we're at 41. So.
Yeah, about half. Whatever that was, it was a few years. So
for those that didn't hear that program, let's bring them up to speed a little bit about your background, where you're born and raised, mom and dad, who they were.
Sure. First, I do want to thank you, Si, for keeping old-time music around. It's very much appreciated, and I know the show is a lot to get together and find all the interview people, and so thank you.
Very good.
And for reviving our album, it was in vinyl and cassette, and now it's brought back to a CD, and that makes it much more available to everybody, and so I thank you for that, because it was
absolutely, you just can't play a vinyl album in the vehicle.
No.
And you can't find a cassette player in any of these vehicles
anymore.
Even the CDs are getting a little scarce, but still have one at home or wherever, and you can always hear it. And boy, you guys made some great music on the recording.
It's good to have it back and playable again.
Mom and dad.
So my partner Joyce Morosel and I have been together for over 20 years. And we built a home up in Sartell about 10 years ago, and so enjoying that. She's retired. I'm still working. I've been in the granite business for 30 plus years.
Okay.
And we also have a lake place up in Lake Alexander by Cushing.
You do?
And I had that about 3 years ago, and we really enjoy time up there. And I had to buy it that close, because that's about as far as Chasm Country goes, and I got to have my radio. So
you bet, and that's almost on the edge of God's country, isn't it, up there?
It really
it's really pretty area.
Yeah,
you bet. Yeah. That's awesome. Now, your parents were who?
Si and Crean Janahowski. Yep. My father passed away about 3 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I should say. Mom's still around.
Okay.
And very active, and so we try and do as much as we can with her. And
sure.
I got an older brother lives up on Gull, or younger brother lives up in Gull Lake, and an older one down in the Twin Cities.
Okay. And your dad probably better known as Si Ray?
Yeah, Si Ray Plumbing. They kind of call him the Polish Plumber.
Okay,
so
yeah.
He had that for many years along with Ray Augustinak. But so he had a really great life. He loved old-time music as well, and maybe that's where I got it from.
Yeah, And I recognize the name Si Ray Plumbing and Heating. They were just huge in the St. Cloud area for years and years. Did a lot of work.
They actually had about 100 workers at one time. So you bet. A lot of commercial projects. So,
but probably your biggest booster when it came to music, huh?
Yeah, he was.
He loved it too.
The whole time in the house. I remember that.
So. Oh, yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So where'd you go to school then?
I went to St. Cloud Tech, graduated in 80, and after that, I got my degree at St. Cloud State.
Okay.
And then moved away for a couple of years down to Atlanta, Georgia, but came back here for a wedding. And at that time, Cold Spring Granite Company was looking for some salespeople, and it was just timely, and I came back. And so I've been in the granite business ever since, and yeah, it's gone well. But
you
always
bet.
Hanging out in the area.
Well, when did you start drumming?
Well, I started in seventh grade, I believe it was my first time, and I think you've had Mel Houck on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a seventh grade band director, and he's the one who kind of got me into the drums.
Oh, really?
Before that, I took organ lessons for a number of years.
Okay.
And so I had music, and our family was musical, so it was always around. But that's where I started. And then in 1980, I met Andy Stangler and Laverne Bizdock.
Oh, yeah.
And Marv Pearson, who I think you had his son on the show.
Yep, Brian.
He was the band director at Tech.
Yeah.
And he had given my name to Laverne because she was looking for a drummer for Laverne and the Starlights.
Yeah.
And so they came over to my parents' house. Andy brought in his Hengel, which we had downstairs. My drums were always set up next to the piano. So we played a polka, a waltz, and a modern song. And she said, that's going to work. That's going to fit. So that was the first time it was that. And she said, but can you play this weekend? This was like a Tuesday. And so I said, well, sure. You know, I was 18, just coming out. I was just, I could be in a band. This is great. So, and I believe we played up in a town called Middle River. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
And I think
Middle
it was
River.
A ballroom up there, but it was quite a ways up.
She
had a bus we traveled in, and it was 3 or 4 hour drive.
Oh, my.
And played until one at those days, till one in the morning, and then 4 hours back home. And I said, wow, this is what it's like to be in a band. Maybe I should second that. but she offered the job, and so we were up in Middle River a few days later, and that's where it started.
Okay. So you played with the Starlights then for some time.
For a number of years, probably. And then in 1984 or so, Andy and I started doing some jobs on our own, like anniversaries during the afternoon. And then we'd play with the Starlights that evening. But we kept getting busier and busier, and the balls we played at would ask us, could you play some Saturdays? And so Andy and I decided to go out on our own at that point, which I know that was hard for Laverne, but she understood. But she's made a lot of bands in the area because a lot of folks between her and Bob Brenny have gotten put a lot of people in the business. And,
you bet.
And still am friends with her and see her at a couple of St. Stephen Parish festivals. It's always good to see her. We had some good times, but traveling in that old bus, her husband drove her on.
George.
George Bizdock.
So,
But then we added a player to our band. So instead of two piece, we went three, and that Phil Schreifels was his name. And so we brought in electric guitar and bass guitar. That brought us into the 50s and the country music, which opened us up quite a bit. And then we really got busy, I think. I went back and looked. I think we played one time 75 times in 1 year. Which,
oh, my gosh.
As a full-time job and everything else. And Andy was a cabinet maker. And, it tied up pretty much every weekend, obviously. But it was fun. Good people.
There was a few times when you couldn't make it, and Andy had jobs booked, so then he'd call me. And I did fill in for you a few times. And I remember one night up at Bolus there. I think it was Bolus or was it Sobieski? It was up in that country anyway. And we were playing, and Andy was such a great concertina player to play, sit behind. And we were just having fun and playing. And all of a sudden, a fight broke out on the floor.
Had to be Bolus.
Yeah, I think so. And it was comical because we didn't know how this was going to end, but we kept on playing. And Andy leaned over at me and he said, I think it's our music. He was such a jokester.
He was
and
funny.
They took those guys outside. They left them finish their brawl outside. But we had some wonderful times. So,
And thanks for filling in because Andy always enjoyed it and you did that. And so,
absolutely. Yeah, and it was an honor to play with Andy. I mean, I played with a lot of great concertina players over the years, but Andy was right there. He was good.
He was one of the best.
So talented. And he was from St. Joe, too, from right in our area here, you know. So, I mean, we didn't have to go far to get together.
No, that was a good thing. But
you bet.
Which is really nice to have it on the CD now because
yes.
it is some nice concertina music.
You bet. You bet. And he came from a wonderful family. Bob Stengler was his dad.
Yes.
And after Andy got killed in that motorcycle accident, Bob's way of grieving was to learn how to play the concertina.
Yes.
And he became a pretty good player in his own right.
He did. I went to his funeral and he did some private recordings. I don't think anything professional, but he was pretty good.
And, yes.
Could almost hear a little style of Andy coming through. And
well, a neat story, and I don't mean to steal your thunder here.
No problem.
But Bob told me one time, and this was several years before he died, he was working. I was over at his house, and he told me that he was working on a piece, and he couldn't get it. And he went to bed that night, and all of a sudden, Andy came to him in a dream. And Andy said, "Dad, use your little finger and the third finger to get those two keys." And he said, 3 o'clock in the morning, he said, "My wife said, where are you going?" He said, "I have to try this. I have to see it." And he said, "It worked." He said, "It really worked."
Wow.
So powerful story there.
Neat
stuff. So,
yeah.
But
well,
at any rate.
So as time went on, I think it was 1990 or 91, we decided to cut this album.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it down to GBM Productions. And it was down in southern Minnesota.
New Prague?
Okay.
Yep.
That's where Laverne had done her lot of recordings. So
yep. Jerry Menard.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Is that still around?
Still is. JBM Studios.
Okay. Yep. So the songs we put on it were basically some of our favorites and most requested. In fact, the first one on there is a Christmas toy polka. And I have a friend in Fort Collins, Colorado, Ross Penner, and that was his favorite.
Okay.
And he's actually listening today via the website.
Okay.
And he had heard the ads during the week, and he called me yesterday, and he couldn't believe it. I'd be on the interview because they must really be getting to the bottom of the bucket, he told me. So that's for you, Ross. But yeah. So we had a number of songs that were our favorites, and it became a little bit more of a show. We had a number of costumes and hats, and so it became the laughing show, so to speak, and that's why the laughing polka is also on the recording, which is one of the shorter ones on that album. And I'll only say that because a lot of the verses in that song we couldn't use on recording, if you can imagine. When you hear it, you'll know if it's already a little questionable.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. And the Christmas toy, Andy was a little reluctant because I guess it's a hard one to finger on the concertina.
On the concertina, yeah.
But he practiced at it, and he did not read music.
No.
Everything was by ear.
Yeah.
And he just would not forget a song. It always amazed me. But he taught me one song on the concertina, Baby Tall Polka, but I haven't played that for many, many years. So that one's probably long gone. But.
Well, Jim, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, I'm going to read the ad for our sponsor, St. Joe Meat Market, and we'll come back to you and continue the conversation.
Thank you.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, and looking at the calendar, it's already the end of October, which usually means the end of the brat sales and cookouts out in the front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Again, a huge thank you to all of the wonderful organizations who have given of their time and talents on the weekends, cooking and serving all of us this year. And that includes the St. Joe Lions, the St. Joe Knights of Columbus, the Y2K Lady Lions, Sons of the Legion, and others. We will hopefully look forward to seeing all of you again next year. The Brat of the Week series continues for a couple more weeks. This week, we feature all varieties of the chicken brats. There are many different flavors to choose from, like the lemon pepper, lemon butter, honey barbecue, teriyaki, wild rice, cheddar cheese, jalapeno cheese, just to mention a few. Mix and match your favorite flavors. Come in and try some, taking 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, and that's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you for your patronage. Jim, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. The meat market, along with Chasm, we put up a nice package, and I brought that along for you today. Hope that you and your girlfriend enjoy it in good health. How is that?
Very good. That's very much appreciated.
Well,
not necessary,
good.
But that's helpful.
You bet. You've enjoyed a few St. Joe Meat Market products over the years.
Oh, I've been in there a few times.
Oh, yes. I've seen you there. That's wonderful. All righty. So back to what you were telling us there.
Well, yeah, just back a little bit on the album, just a couple of points.
Sure.
And I see you put the same picture. I'm holding the vinyl in my hand, and
yep.
I know your listeners obviously can't see that, but the picture on the front was taken on an island in front of my house.
Uh-huh.
I used to live by Mills Fleet Farm. We thought it was a great idea, but we hauled over because he had to go through the water to get there. And so all those speakers and then drums, that's fine. But I was nervous because he got $11,000 Hengel that he's holding on there.
For sure.
And then a couple of Stradivariuses on the speakers. And so we had to tote them through the water to get out there for the photo. But
it's a beautiful setting. It looks like a spring day, huh?
Yeah,
leaves are just in blossom and very beautiful blue sky. Yeah, it's probably worth the picture, just the price alone there. It's such a great picture. Did you have a professional photographer take it?
We had I looked on the back, gentleman named Rick Schroeder, who was, I guess it was more of a hobby of his, he did. But
He did a nice job. Very nice picture, yeah.
And I see on the back of the CD as well, you had a couple of photos. One of those is at the Delwyn Ballroom. Some of the hats and things that we're wearing. I appreciate you using the same photos.
When somebody asks me to redo these recordings, we try to do it just identical to the original. We don't change anything, whether it's the photography or the audio. Everything is right off of vinyl. And so I'm very pleased that they do that for us. And about the only thing we do is take contact information off, because obviously Andy didn't, at that time, he was living in St. Joe, I believe.
Right. Yes, he was.
Yeah. And being killed in that motorcycle accident. And do you remember much about that?
Well, a little bit. He died, it was August 8th back in 2000.
It
was 23 years ago.
Yeah.
He was visiting his brother and out in Denver.
Yeah.
And when they left Denver, they were going to Sturgis. They were on the motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah.
And his handlebar hit the side of a car, and he went over the front of it, and he broke his neck, and he died instantly.
So yeah, yeah.
I had gotten that call, I guess that night. I got it from Louis Dindorf. No longer with us either. But
yeah.
That was a call because we just played the weekend before, and I kind of kidding him, say, well, keep it on two wheels. We got a job when you get back.
Yeah.
I think who helped me on that job? Alcala.
Alcala, yeah.
And because we had a few jobs left, but some I had to cancel.
It was
pretty difficult after that. So.
Well, and boy, I'll tell you, Bob Rennie, and you played with Bob too, you know. Bob was such a big teddy bear. I mean, he was a big man, but gentle as can be. And I visited with Bob many times before and after Andy died. And I remember Bob telling me that you could have cut my right arm off and it wouldn't have hurt half as much as losing Andy.
Yeah, I believe that. He was well-liked, and I don't think he had an enemy out there. And,
no.
It's so hard to believe because he was just in the prime of his career, and we had so much fun playing. It's hard to believe he stopped instantly. But
yeah, and a beautiful family, Lorraine, his wife, and kids, and everything going for him. And and Lorraine was along on the bike trip, too.
Yes, she was in front.
Yeah, and there was another person. I forget who it was. There was three people, and the story that I was told was that when they would get split up in traffic, they would pull off to the side and wait for the other one to catch up. And so Lorraine and this other person had gotten ahead, and so they realized Andy wasn't coming, so they pulled over, and some other person came by and seen the crash, and then drove a mile or two down the road and seen those two sitting on the side of the road, kind of put two and two together and stopped and asked, "Are you waiting for somebody?" And she said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, there's a crash back there. You might want to go check it out." And so
that is how it happened.
Yes. Oh, just awful.
Yeah, it was really a tough deal. But
you bet.
But I continued playing and with a number of different bands. And,
yep.
Then we started the River Breeze Band, Mel Houck, and Dave Haight, which I think you've had on the show.
Yep.
And they were both ex-band teachers and just talented musician. So I got lucky again to land with really a great two. And we also made a recording.
Got that one on hand yet.
Yeah, and CD there. You had that at the meat market as well. So that was fun. And then when COVID came, it pretty much stopped everything. And they're getting up there in age, and it's just tough to haul equipment. So we really have not played many dance
events
anymore. Yeah. And our big place to play was the Waite Park Legion, which of course has been
not there anymore
taken
either.
Down. So we did play with Bob Rennie, both Andy and I, and kind of did that. It was just getting tough for Andy to do all the bookings and getting the players together, and Bob was better at that, and so it was just fun to come and play the job and not have to worry about the business side of it. And Bob was very fair and fun to play with.
Yeah.
Just had to work hard and be on time, and you were fine. But if you missed anything,
he'd tell you.
He would let me know.
and it was strange circumstances at that time to some of us, because the the standard type of band had one concertina player and maybe two trumpets and two sax and a drummer. And
right.
And here you come along with a band with two concertinas, and you thought, boy, that's kind of doubling up. But boy, they complemented each other so well.
Yep, they sure did. You listen to those albums, and Andy did a lot of filling in between.
Yes.
Bob kind of
those
stuck to
the recordings
melody.
By yeah. Bob are so good. And then when you think about it, Peter and Paul Wendinger, they did the same thing for years.
They
made a living that way.
Had two of them, yeah. Yeah,
good.
On our album, the one that you saw on the CD, you know, mm-hmm. he had used five concertinas on that.
Five different concertinas.
Two Hengels and three Stradivarius.
So okay, yeah.
If you hear kind of a different song or tone to it, that's could be why.
Okay, exactly. Good.
Yeah. You know, filled in with Ray Dronnell a few times.
Sure.
Also been playing for over 40 years with the St. Cloud Municipal Band.
Oh, you did.
A lot of the names we've been talking about are... come through that band and
sure.
still active, still a very good group, about
yep.
40 musicians. It's concert band music. But
And you're still playing with them then?
Yeah, still playing. In fact, we have a concert coming up at the Paramount November 7th. It's a Tuesday, a little unusual, but there
yep.
are tickets available for that. And I always put on a pretty good show.
Sure.
So
well, that's awesome. It's great to be able to stay in shape a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the old bicycle. If you don't use it, you lose it. But on the other hand, if you... tip that bike back up and get on, start paddling, all of a sudden it comes back to you. Same way, if you sit behind that trap set, all of a sudden it comes again. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it's kept me loose and in the music business, which is good. So enjoy it.
Reminisce a little bit, Jim, about some of the places that you guys used to play.
Gosh, you know, so many of them are gone, as you know, but I remember a lot of jobs at the Dino's and Avon.
Yeah.
New Munich Ballroom.
Yeah.
The picture on the back of the CD you have there, was at the, in St. Joe?
Delwyn.
Delwyn
Ballroom, yeah. Not longer there either.
No longer there either.
Yeah.
And then so many of the Legion clubs in the area. You mentioned Bolus
sure.
Liquors was a spot to play.
You bet.
But it was a lot of private jobs. After we played so much, we just kind of got the word out, and we played a lot of anniversaries. And
being a smaller band, you probably were geared more to the smaller venues,
yeah,
the clubs
exactly.
and smaller bars and things like that. But with Bob Rennie, of course, then you got into the ballrooms, the bigger band. And boy, well, the only ones that I know of in the area that are still going yet would be Pelican Lake, probably played
okay,
there.
Yep, that's about it. Yeah,
yeah. Richmond, River. Old Coliseum there, it's called now.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've been in there lately, but that's
I haven't. I know they
newly
redid it,
remodeled. It's beautiful in there. We were at a wedding just back in September, and it's beautiful there. I think Spring Hill is still standing, but most of those, all three of those that we just mentioned, not hiring bands anymore. If you have a wedding or an event, you can hire a band and bring it in, but they're not hiring the bands
yeah.
anymore. And I think the other one, ever get down to the Playmore in Glencoe?
I have been there. I don't think I've ever played there, but
okay.
I have been there.
Beautiful
yeah,
ballroom. And that one's still holding Sunday afternoon dances.
But, oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for them.
How about Polka Fest? Were there much for Polka Fest back in the days when you guys were playing?
More so when I was with Laverne and then, of course, with Bob.
Okay.
But, yeah, I remember the one in Kansas City, Bob, we always played, and the
yeah.
one in Illinois because – and like you said, with a larger band, he went to some bigger venues.
Yes, he did.
And but unfortunately, they were a little ways away. One with Laverne, we were out in Seattle. We
okay.
actually flew out, and it's probably the furthest I played. But
okay.
And then I know Bob did some Oktoberfest in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
I was not along with that. But
okay.
That type of band just played those larger venues. But yeah, those Polka Fests were fun. They were demanding. You played over a 2 or 3 day period and
yep.
on an hour, off an hour for
yeah.
8 hours.
Time. You were there.
So,
yep.
But man, the people were fun and great dancers. And you know, that's
did you get up into Canada with Bob at all?
Yes, we did go up there.
I know he Andy told me about that. That those were some rigorous trips,
yes.
demanding as well. So, but fun too.
They really were. And
yeah.
Of course, Bob had many albums and
yep.
Unbelievable how many he could sell on those Polka Fests.
Oh, I'll bet, huh?
And,
and he had a good group of musicians, too. His sister, Mary,
yeah.
always fun to play along. I suppose she played banjo when you were drumming then, huh?
Yep. A lot of times we didn't play together on that. It was either her or I there.
But, oh, okay. Okay.
But, yeah, any time again, Mel Houck was in there. Dave Haight was in there. Of course,
Louis.
Andy. Louis Dindorf.
Yeah.
A lot of names that just... Talented people and
yeah.
just good at that type of music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they wouldn't play rock and roll, but old-time music and
oh, yeah.
the modern was fit them very well.
And Bob was such an intimidating looking figure. He always, well, when I had Mary on the program, she said, I didn't have to worry about the guys hitting on me because they had to get past Bob. It was always comical. And Bob said, oh, yeah, I was protecting my little sister there.
And you weren't going to get by Bob, that's
no,
for sure.
No, he's a big man. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, good. Well, did we cover everything, or is there any more that you'd like to include?
Well, I guess I was going to end the show. I remember usually you.
Yeah, we ask for a memory.
Memory of something.
Yes.
And I see a few weeks back, Jim Jansky passed away.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Many of you might know him as Santa Claus. He always had the big white beard, and he's also a big man.
Yep.
But we played with him quite a bit. He would sub for us or come in and play tuba or play banjo.
Okay.
And we've played a Polka Fest up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and he came with.
Ah.
And I remember we ended the song, the night, where I would jump off the stage with my snare drum, sit in the middle of the floor, and the dancers would kind of circle around us. And then there's a break in that particular polka that I'd be able to throw the stick up and then hopefully catch it.
Yeah.
Well, Jansky was sitting on the stage, and he kept yelling, higher, higher, higher. So I'd throw the stick up, and I think I caught it, and then he wouldn't give up. He said, higher, higher. I finally just tossed it as hard as I could. It was a convention center or something. So it was a big place. And if it didn't get stuck in the ceiling, and we never got it back down, as far as I know, that stick is still up there today. That's one of the stories, but there's so many, you know, but I just thought in memory of Jansky there.
Yes.
He was very passionate about music and
guy. I worked with him too. He had a band called the Polka Tux, him and Pat Kapinski.
Oh.
And I think John Cherney might have been their regular drummer. And he wasn't available a couple of times, so they would call me and went down to Cosmos at the Legion down there. We played down there. And so in the station wagon, Pat being a large person and Jim, no slouch, and they put me in the middle because the back end, all the seats were down with the equipment. They had a station wagon. So I was a little shrimp, and boy, it was like a sandwich.
Two big guys.
Yeah. But fun times. And like you said, Jim reminded me so much of Burl Ives.
Oh, yeah, with the beard. Yep.
And he sang a lot at the end there. He recorded with Marie and the boys and did a nice job on that recording there. And so,
Yeah, well, he was fun to play with. He just brought a lot of fun to the stage.
You bet. You look back at your career, you'd do it all again?
I had a lot of fun. Obviously, change a few things, but overall, I would do it all again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, me too.
I'm glad I did it, but I don't miss now at the 9 until 1 at night. I just don't think I could do that anymore.
Well, and you know, you tell the younger generation that we used to get dressed up before 9 o'clock and go out for a 9-to-1 job, and then you couldn't go straight home. You had to stop at a hamburger joint or something and eat. You'd get home by 2:33 in the morning and then be to work by 7 or 8 in the morning and do it again the next night. You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'd do it three nights like that.
Exactly.
And it was just a way of life back then, and it was a good life. I'm so glad that we grew up in the era that we did.
Yeah, really did. Met a lot of friends and still have those friends today, and it's all because of that music.
So. You bet. Favorite songs, Jim?
Well, Green is Green has always been a favorite.
Okay.
Polka. The Laughing Polka, just because there's so many stories that go with that.
Yep.
I just remember every time we played that, it was well requested. And
it
was fun. But
you bet.
The Minneapolis Polka and probably Gary's Polka.
Well, we'll try to work those in here in the next segment on our musicians coming, musical treat for Dancing Feet in just a moment here.
Great.
So with that, really want to take this opportunity to thank you, Jim, for coming in. It's been wonderful. We encourage the folks to stop into the meat market, check my website, pick up a copy. It was a great recording that you guys did. And like I told you last time, good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Sounds like a good deal.
All righty. So thank with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great day, Jim.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. And there he goes, Jim Janahowski, our 481st guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. Don't go away, we've got music coming up by the Northern Lights in just a moment. Thank you. Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 481st edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Jim Janahowski, what a nice fellow, just a great guy, and coming in the studio to do the program live with me today. And yeah, he was the drummer on this recording of the Northern Lights with Andy Stengler and Phil Schreifels on guitar. So yeah, they did a great, great job there. And we'll listen to some of that music right now, starting things off with one called The Christmas Toy Polka, one that Jim mentioned he really enjoyed. Andy Stengler there on the concertina, the Northern Lights, Jim Janahowski on the drums, Phil Schreifels on the bass guitar, and one called the Christmas Toy Polka. Really good stuff. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 55 degrees here in central Minnesota. Waltz time with the Northern Lights, one called the I Love You Waltz. Thank you. The Northern Lights, Andy Stangler, Jim Janahowski, and Phil Schreifel's beautiful recording there of the I Love You Waltz. And Andy, so smooth on the concertina. Got to drum for Andy several times myself, and boy, he was really easy to play for. Great music there by the Northern Lights. 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 55 degrees here in central Minnesota. More polka time, one called the Clarinet Polka. Clarinet Polka with the Northern Lights. One more before we take a break here, and this one, the one that Jim referred to, it's one called the Laughing Polka.
Was against the rule. Well, Jim had a girlfriend many years ago. She wasn't very sporty, but holy cow, she's slow. They say she was a dandy, a bird of paradise. I used to dance around her once or twice to get my exercise.
A real classic there, the Laughing Polka, the Northern Lights, Jimmy Janahowski on the vocal there. 12:30 here on KASM, temperature reading of 56 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie's sending me some scoop for today. Yes, Jeannie B's Tours invites all of you to the Meet and Greet 2024 Extended Tours Travel Presentation on Wednesday, November 1st. Now, this will be at Jeannie B's Tours office downtown Freeport. There will be two sessions, 9:30 to 11:30, and then 1:30 to 3:30. And there will be an included lunch will be served. Between the sessions, you will need to RSVP for the lunch by calling the office, 320-345-1581, and you need to call by Monday, the 30th of October. You will see the wonderful itineraries for 2024, tours including Treasures of Ireland, Germany, Austria, Danube River Cruise, Hawaii, Washington, D.C., Alaska Cruise, and Land, the Alaska Land Trip Only, Great Canadian Cities, Canadian Rockies, Glacier, Banff, and Lake Louise, Great Trains, and Great Canyons and Colors of New England Rails and Trails. So mark your calendars if you are interested in an awesome adventure this coming year. These tours will fill fast, so call Jeannie Bees, 320-345-1581 to get details. And Jeannie always, one side note, Jeannie always emphasizes on the bus trips that we've been on, you don't need to pay, you just need to get your name down right away and reserve. And then when the deadlines for making all the arrangements are there and you haven't paid Jeannie yet, she will call you and find out if for sure you are sincere about going, because if not, she'll take you off the list and put the next one on. But if you don't get on there and you wait, and all of a sudden 2 weeks, 3 weeks goes by, and all of a sudden you think, well, I think we should go on that trip. Maybe by that time it has filled already. So she always encourages to, if you have a hunch that you want to go, make sure and make that reservation right away. Jeannie B wants you to know that there are still a few seats left on the one-day holiday tours, including the Million Dollar Quartet at the Old Lock Theater and the Jersey Boys at the Chanhassen Theater. Also enjoy Jeannie B at the Baby Grand Piano and her family leading the Christmas caroling in the mansion on December 1st as Jeannie B's tours guests experience a Holiday in the Mansions tour. Gather your family and friends for a festive-filled day of touring, holiday goodies, lunch, Christmas presents, door prizes, carols of the season, and a very merry daycation. Make your reservations by calling Jeannie B's Tours, once again, 320-345-1581. And remember, seeing is believing. And yes, Jeannie, one of the really great tour companies to tour with these days yet. Never a dull moment on the bus. You will thoroughly enjoy yourself. And speaking from experience, yes, we've been on four different tours now in the last 3 years. We've been out to Medora 3 years ago. 2 years ago, we went to the Ark Encounter in Cincinnati. This year, we went to Branson. How could I forget? Branson. And that was so much fun down there. And yeah, they even got Cy up on stage down there. That was hilarious. And then we went to Jasper's Park up in Park Rapids, a one-day trip. So whether it's an extended tour or a daycation, you're sure to have a great time when you travel with Jeannie B's. Jeannie B's Tour is proudly bringing us this portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 56, our current temperature. Shottish time with the Northern Lights. Here's another one by the Northern Lights, one called the Ripsaw Bucksaw Shottish.
Oh, Ripsaw Bucksaw, Daddy shot a bear, but he didn't get a hair. Oh, Ripsaw Bucksaw, Daddy shot a bear.
The Northern Lights, yes. Andy Stangler, Jimmy Jenahowski, and Phil Schreifels there. great entertainment, the Ripsaw Bucksaw Shoddish. And again, Jim on the vocal there. Andy in the background on the concertina, so smooth, just fun to listen to them. And you'll enjoy this CD too when you pick it up. Again, 14 great songs in all on this. And I'm not going to have a chance to play them all for you. Right now, we're going to feature Andy once again on a great tune, and it's one called the Chromatic Polka. And concertina players alike know how difficult some of these polkas are. Andy rips them off one after another. Some good stuff for you there. The Chromatic Polka, yes, the Northern Lights there. And Jimmy Genahowski on the drum solo there. Andy Stangler, of course, on the concertina, and Phil Schreifels on the bass guitar. Nice, nice sounding group. Boy, they really had it going back in the days. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. A lot of bands have recorded this. This one's called the Lakeside Waltz.
Thank you.
The Northern Lights with the Lakeside Waltz, wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And yeah, so many great numbers on that CD, still more that we didn't play. Buttons and Bellows, Polka, and the Kajua number 6 Waltz. Looking for Annie's Polka, another good one that I've heard Andy play. Minneapolis Polka, St. Paul Waltz, Gary's and Chicken Polka. So many good numbers. So, yeah, you'll want to pick up your copy of that CD.